Hi, everyone. So my name is Jason Beaumont, and I work on the team that makes a bunch of these animations that you see in Start and all throughout the apps. So one of the things I noticed is that I'm in the enviable post-lunch spot that all speakers love. And so what I did before that, when I noticed that, was I kind of like removed all like the platitudes and crazy conceptual animation ideas from the deck. And instead, I'm going to focus on really straightforward guidance about using some animation capabilities that we built in the platform for designers and developers. So I'll walk through those. I'll show some video examples. And then I'll walk through a bunch of the different animations that are already available in the animation library. And then I'm open to any questions or thoughts that you guys have. So, but there is one fluffy conceptual slide, which is at the beginning, and it's really about the what animations are great at. And when we first started working on Windows 8, my team kind of went a little crazy adding animations. We put them everywhere, and like, there's nothing that's going to anger all your users more than when they start trying to use the computer and to simply close a document, things are flying all over the place. And I'm sure you guys have seen this in applications and maybe different OSs that you've used as well. And so we came up with kind of some simple guidelines that we use to judge our own animations that we put in both the animation library and inside of Windows 8. And the first guideline is really about whether the animation is adding any clarity at all. So it's really easy to create animations that distract. And when we look at this goal, it's all about optically focusing your eyes on the thing that the user has just done, something that's important, on the content that they've done. And the animation itself, once it's in motion, needs to be purposeful. This is about creating not necessarily a direct straight line to the action that's being done, but to remove as many frills as you can, to remove as much kind of fluff as you can from the animation itself. And then finally, the last two are kind of tied together, which is the animation is kind of a reinforcing mechanism. It adds confidence into the system by telling the users where things came from, where they're going. And so a lot of our animations that you'll see when I show you the animation library are really about bookending things. And they're about kind of communicating to the user some really subtle things, like the panning direction, or where a flyout has come from, or where a flyout's gone to try to reinforce some additional user behavior around that. So that may sound really Spartan and really utilitarian, but I think we found a good place between beauty and these kind of more usable utilitarian animations. And that's really important when it comes to Metro style design. If you watch some screenshots, or if you just take a look at some screenshots of Metro without the animation, there's a tendency to have it feel like a little sterile. It can feel a little bit just like about boxes and about like really sparse in typography. But once you add some motion into the system, once you add some animations and you see tiles tickling, which of course now they're not doing, there you go. Once you start seeing tiles tickling across the screen, everything kind of starts to come alive. And instead of a more barren environment, all of a sudden you see that this use of motion that extends my ability to touch the system and know where things have been coming from, all of a sudden becomes incredibly important. And it was once we added the animations into our Metro design for Windows 8, that's when we started to really feel the design language come alive. There's one extra dimension here, though, is because Metro is so focused on this content over Chrome notion and about removing Chrome and taking it off of the screen, you really need something to help tie the user to the system itself to make your application feel native, and also to add some additional information that maybe Chrome was great at before, such as where you've navigated to and from. So the first thing that we did was we took a look at creating animations that really communicate some of the stuff that Chrome would do, like navigation. But then we also said, like, if we're going to create a familiar personality with animations, if animations are going to kind of be the thing that makes Windows 8 feel like Windows 8, we should make sure that we give those to developers as well and to designers. So the exact same animations that we built for all the stuff in Windows 8 are available to you guys in the platform. So we took all of these different animations, we bucketed them up into different scenarios that we use them for, and then we provided them to you guys. Now, this isn't just like a copy of the animation. The actual storyboards that the animations call in the platform call from the same data source as the storyboards that the system itself uses. So when you see something peeking here, it's using the exact same animation that we're using here. When this app bar slides up and down, the storyboard is exactly the same as the animation that we provide to all of you in the platform. And then we went a step further and made sure that all of the controls that are being offered use these animations as well. So if you don't want to spend a lot of time on looking at each individual animation and figuring out where they fit into your own application, I recommend just using the built-in controls, because we've already built a lot of the animation personality into them already. So this is just like a sales slide, like why you should use it. You should use it for a couple things. First, it will create a sense of familiarity between what's going on in your app and the rest of the system. The animations are all designed from these scenarios, so they're going to get used to using them and seeing them in controls. They're going to get used to using them and seeing them in the rest of the system, places like the app bar, bringing in charms, selecting, unselecting things. And then plus they're kind of cheap to use. It's a nice way for you to quickly add some different animation and personality to your system without you having to invent an entire animation engine yourself and invent all the storyboards yourself. And so using it is hopefully relatively simple. We'll walk through each of the animations that are provided, but before we do, I have a little bit of a caveat. Which is to start actually putting some of them in place early. If any of you are using, kind of sprints, or if you're taking a look at what milestones you want to spread your development across, I recommend not like putting like animations, fun stuff, things that feel polished like all the way at the end. Instead, try to sprinkle in as much of the animations work as early as possible. And this is not just like a call to craftsmanship. This is actually for good technical reasons. One of the things that we've discovered on both the XAML and HTML side is when adding animations, if you hadn't planned for some of it from the beginning, if you hadn't tried using it, you could get into a state where the way you've marked up your page, the way you've organized things, isn't necessarily as amenable to the way the animation library works as it would be if you had started adding some animations earlier. So using the animation library from the beginning to animate some of the objects in your application really makes it easier later on. So there's a bunch of stuff that you don't even really kind of have to worry about. We put in a bunch of animations that the system itself does for you for free. So you don't have to do anything special to make sure that your app, when someone taps on the tile, animates in. You don't have to do anything special when you're rotating. We take care of that animation for you. You don't have to do anything special for keyboard entering or exiting. All of those are kind of system animations. And that's not what the animation library provides. It instead provides animations that are a little bit more specific than that. So let's look at some of these scenarios. The first bucket is really around app navigation. This is about entering the app and moving from one page to another. The second bucket of scenarios is all around animating content within a view. So you have a page, but maybe you haven't loaded all of your pictures yet, or you have some news articles that you're streaming in, and you want to stage those in some sort of animated way to come in. Then we have a set of animations around selection. These are often used by controls to select an object or unselect an object. And then we have show or hide supplemental UI animations. These are things like that flyouts, et cetera use. And then collections and lists. These are mainly used by controls, but you can imagine if you're building an application that has a big series of news articles or photos, you'd want some specific things like rearrange, et cetera. And so here's the big list of animations. I'm not going to walk through like every single one of them and explain them all on this slide, but instead what I'd like to do is focus on telling you guys about the ones that you might want to start with and you might want to begin looking at early on. And these are our most popular animations. And so I'm going to walk through each of these, and then we'll just look at a little bit of demos. So the first animation that is really the most common one that we've seen everyone do at the very beginning, just because it adds a little bit of life, is enter page and exit page. Enter page is great for when someone first loads your app and you want to stage the entrance of all of your content in. Exit is great for pairing with enter as you move from one section of your app to another. So let me show a quick video, and then I'll come back to this slide and explain it. So pretty straightforward. So things to look for here are that there's multiple items staggering in. Inbox, Maria Cameron, the list of emails, and the body of the email all stagger in at different times. And it's a short, quick animation, but it adds that little bit of life. And the cool thing about the animation library function is that it takes care of that staggering for you. So no matter how many objects you send it, it will take care of the layout and the staggering for it. So if you have the four objects like we had in the last one, you pass them in 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it knows to stagger them in turn. The cool thing about the animations is that the functions themselves have also taken into account different states your app could be in. So here's an example of that enter page when you're in a snap state. So here you see I'm animating in pictures library and all the different pictures themselves that are inside of the library. Let's do that one more time. And what I'm not animating is the back button. So if something is going to stay the same from one page to another, you probably wouldn't want to animate that. You probably only want to draw attention, the user's eyes, to the things that are actually changing in the app. Another common animation to use is enter content and exit content. This is what I was talking about before. You may not have your photos ready yet. You may not have a news story ready yet. And you want to animate those in instead of having them kind of blink in. This is especially important if you have like large collections of things and you can't really keep up maybe with streaming them all in, but you don't want them just to kind of pop in at the very end when the user's ready. These are two animations that are great for bringing that content in. And then we also threw in a bunch of really utilitarian animations that you'll see throughout the system. These are simple fade-ins, fade-out, and crossfade. These are all actually really easy to code yourself, but by using the animation library, you get a couple advantages here. First, you get the same fade-in, fade-out, crossfade, that same kind of rhythm that you're going to see in other parts of the operating system. But the other thing you're going to see is a lot of performance work that we've done to actually make these things not take a toll on you guys. We actually have some pretty great developers who've been working on just making sure all the animations in the animation library are as performant as possible. So using even some of our utilitarian animations rather than rolling your own can give you some benefits. And so now what I'd like to do is just show you kind of the most straightforward way for you guys to learn about the different animations and begin applying them. So if you look at the bottom, I have this Windows SDK tile, and this is a sample that we provide about the animation library. And as you can see, what we've done in this select scenario is for all the different animations, we have put an example of all of them in here. So for example, we discussed show page earlier on in this presentation, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the show page animation. And it's going to do it right here on the content. I'm going to change the number of things I can stagger in, and it'll change the staggering. The next animation is transition page. We talked about how this is a great animation for moving from one part of your application to another. So let's animate a sample page in, and then let's bring it back out again. And then show content, this is the one we discussed where bringing in your content after it's loaded. Really simple animation. And then there's some more complicated ones in the sample as well, like expanding, collapsing. And these are little tap down animations, simple crossfades from one to another, popping things in, popping things out. So as you move across the Windows 8, and as you see things in our inbox applications, keep an eye out for these animations and then use the animation library sample to find out which animations they are. We also have a set of guidelines that we put online where we describe the purpose of each animation, how to use it, which objects to pass into them, and then we have videos that include both inbox applications and demo applications that show where we're actually using each of these animations in all of those. So hopefully this is a pretty straightforward way for you to discover the different animations that are available in the animation library, apply them to your own application, and make your app feel really native to Windows 8. So that was actually all the content, but I'm open for any questions anyone has about any of our animations or about using the library. All right, well, thank you very much. Is there one? It's online ones. Okay.
Yeah, so just you can literally reach out via your voice to everybody on the internet and ask them if they have any questions.
Hello, internet. Do you have any questions for me? I would love to answer them.
Great. So, just check the inbox here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the demo that you just showed, that's fully compatible, the animation demo is fully compatible with website applications.
Yeah.
So choose to borrow some of this, for example?
Absolutely. In fact, what you can do is you can easily peek inside of the, if you don't want to use the function directly. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So are the animations compatible if you're, say, in the web, if you're just using it for a website, for example? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So first, the functions themselves are available for that in WinJS. The second thing is you can look directly in it, and they're pretty straightforward. Each of the animation functions have basically a simple storyboard within them, and then they all call a central helper function to actually execute the animation. So we made it really easy for a designer or developer to parse exactly what we're doing in each of the individual animations. So if you need to kind of look at those and see what we're doing and modify them for your own, you can feel free to do that.
Just to follow up, does it add a lot of overhead for a website to actually load all this, or is this built in?
Yeah. I mean, this example. Does it add a lot of performance overhead to a website for them to use these animations? I don't believe it does. I haven't done a lot of testing on it, but we do know that we haven't had enormous performance issues on either the XAML side or on the HTML side for the applications.
So, a quick question from email.
Okay.
Is there a quick way to mock up animations?
Yeah, you can use Blend. I'm sorry. Is there a quick way to mock up animations is the question. So there's a couple ways you can do this. First, you can use Blend, and that's a tool we have available that allows you as a designer or developer to add animations to various things and take a look at how they look in your system. We're also looking at adding some tools for designers specifically on design.windows.com to allow them to take a look at our storyboards and mock up those animations in the tools of their liking. Question?
We have a question.
Yeah.
Is there any overall guidance around easing out, if we're to do custom animations, we should keep in mind?
Yeah, so the question is there any overall guidance around using ease in, ease out, or any of the other functions for if you're doing custom animations? There is. There's a great blog post on the Windows 8 developer blog that went up last week that talks specifically about making sure to look at how your animations can be rendered independently. So this means that off of the UI thread and can be rendered in a really performant way about how to do that. It also has some specific gotchas in that document to look for to make sure your animations are performant. So that's in the Windows 8 developer weblog. I believe the title is the same as the session title. I think it's Fast and Fluid Design. Or fast and fluid animations. So I definitely recommend looking at that.
You've opened the floodgates, Jason.
Okay.
spin button on Twitter. I love the animation library, but we've been struggling to convince the dev team that animations are key. So I guess what advice do you give and the dev team?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the question is, add spin button asks me, hey, we love the animation library, but we're struggling a little bit with how to convince our developers to use the animation library to add animations at all into the system. It's funny, I faced the opposite problem at the beginning of Windows 8. My developers kept adding animations and trying to convince me that they were great. So we had an animation where you would touch on the screen and water would ripple across it. And I was like, oh, I don't know if users would ever like that. And they told me, you'll be proven wrong someday. Users will love water rippling across their screen. You'll be begging for this animation. But before I came to Microsoft, I worked in a lot of web development shops. And I remember facing a lot of these similar questions about why bother adding some of these animations. And to me, it's actually a pretty straightforward thing. It's not just about beauty and adding life and energy into your application. I think you only get so far sometimes with some developers for trying to convince them of aesthetic beauty. It doesn't maybe go as far as you thought it would. Instead, focus on some of the usability issues and focus on how animations are there to provide and convey information, how they make things clear for the user on what to focus on. I feel that once you do that and show it to a developer or show it to a user, the value proposition seems incredibly clear. I'm not sure if you guys in the room have seen a similar thing. I'm seeing some nods here. So, okay. One of the things that we built, the question from Fabio is, are animations hardware rendered? And one of the things that we built in Windows 8 is a feature called independent animations. So one thing that we noticed was a common thread across people trying to implement animations is that they would bog down, they'd become slow, they would stutter, because the UI thread, what the application was using to actually run, would be taking up all of the processing power. So adding animations was often seen as something that would detract from the speed or fluidity of the application itself. In Windows 8, we have a new feature that's called independent animations that allows animations to be rendered independently from the thread that the application's running on. So we take care of this for you in the background. The animation library has it all built in. And this takes care of that hardware acceleration. This makes you have really smooth 60 frames a second animations, even if the application itself is using quite a bit of power.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Any plans to offer these JavaScript animation libraries for standard HTML JavaScript pages?
Yeah, so the question is, any plans to offer these for standard HTML and JavaScript pages? You know, we're not going to write necessarily a huge documentation about how to do it, but the library is there, WinJS is there, it's part of the platform, and you can use it within the web compartment. And yeah, so go at it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, so the question is, can you create your own animations or extend the animations that are available using Blend or some other tool? That's a little bit outside of the scope of what I've worked on. I definitely invite you to reuse our execute animation function inside of the animation library to add CSS properties to and from the things you want to do and help make your animations smooth. But there's tons of documentation out there about how to create your own animations using either XAML or HTML. As far as tooling support goes, that's something that I would have to look into and get back to you. I haven't used the tooling much to create my own custom animations.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. Any other questions in the group before we wrap up?
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you all very much. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.